Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code Howie50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Thank you so much for joining us today. The number, if you want to call in, is 844-500-4242. I'm looking at footage here on Fox. They've been playing tape all day of what is happening in Florida. Hurricane Ian has officially weakened to a tropical storm in Florida, but not before it did some severe damage to the Sunshine State. President Biden issued a major disaster declaration. There's been, I know there was tornadoes in Palm Beach County, flooding, millions of people are without power, really scary stuff. And we're actually going to talk to a member of the Howie Carr Radio Network in the 2 o'clock hour who's in Florida to give us a little update, because there's only really so much we can understand from here in New England. And we're going to talk to Jerry about what he's seeing there. But I did want to add in one thing, and we're not going to talk about this for the full show or anything like that. We'll give you updates periodically as we find out more. But the Lee County Sheriff told Good Morning America today that the fatalities are in the hundreds. And that, of course, is devastating. And it is it's a catastrophe. And when I heard that, I was looking for confirmation from a lot of different places, and there's really no confirmation yet. But what I did get from WESH, which is Orlando News, is that, and I'm just going to read it here, it says, as for reports of hundreds of deaths in Lee County, Governor Ron DeSantis said none of that is confirmed and is only an estimate. He said it was based on emergency calls from people saying that the water is rising in their homes. Now, I am not at all trying to imply that the sheriff in Lee County is misinforming people on purpose or there's anything malicious here, and perhaps he could be right. I'm actually just coming at this from a hopeful angle of I hope that this number is a lot less, and I hope that it was based off the calls, but there's a less terrible end to this. But it's a really sad situation to all our Florida listeners. I know we have a lot of people who were in Boston and then they became snowbirds and they're in Florida. And it's a really sad situation, massive amounts of flooding rains. And like I said, we'll keep you posted as the show goes on. And we're thinking of all of you, and stay safe. The number again is 844-500-4242. If anyone is in Florida and wants to call at any point during today and just give us an update on what's happening, you're also welcome to do that. Now, coming off of the show yesterday, Joe Biden had a major, major gaffe. Even for Joe, it was up there. It was top, I would say top three. And what he did, in case you missed this, and we're not gonna rehash too much, but it is important to understand the fallout from it. What he did was he asked where a deceased congresswoman was at an event that he was at. Representative Jackie Walorski. She died in a car accident in August, and he was asking yesterday where she was. Because they were going to play a tribute video. She was a big part of the health, nutrition agenda that he was there to talk about. And so it made sense that he would reference her, but it would have been more appropriate, obviously, if he had said the late Representative Jackie Walorski instead of asking where she is at the event. What I did not see coming was that reporters were going to ask Karine Jean-Pierre about this. And we talked about this in the last hour. Karine Jean-Pierre's response was to try to spin it. She said that Representative Walorski was top of mind for Joe Biden, and that's why he asked where she was. Even for Karine Jean-Pierre, weak stuff. Not a great response. Jen Psaki would have, I don't know what Jen Psaki would have come up with in that moment, but she would have had something better than that. Now, the reason I bring this up is not to hammer or seize or pounce or weaponize on Joe Biden, but it's because of a few responses I saw that really stuck out to me. One of them was from Miranda Devine. She said, the Democratic Party knowingly created this perilous predicament for the country and the world. And when you step back and you look at this, it is infuriating that they knew all along. I just had this conversation with Howie because when we were watching the Democrats try to choose a nominee in 2019, I would have to watch a lot of the footage of these debates. And I found it really amusing at the time because in my mind, I thought, well, it's not even going to be close. Trump's going to win. So it's all good. You know, could just cut it up, find some funny clips for Howie, for his show. All good. Once they chose Joe Biden, though, that's when I started to get nervous because I was like, ooh, this could actually be our next president. And I felt like, similar to Mugatu and Zoolander, I felt like I was taking crazy pills. Like I was the only person who saw the real Joe Biden and no one else was getting this footage. I know that's not the case. I know that there's plenty of people out there who are also watching these things, but you start to feel as though no one's getting the full scope of just how bad it is for this guy.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
I said to my sister, all of your friends should be required to watch 10 minutes of Joe Biden speaking before they're allowed to vote. I know that would be voter suppression, but it should be a requirement to listen to him talk for 10 minutes before you check the box. And the reason I bring that up is because if you showed me those cuts today of Joe Biden on the debate stage, and you didn't tell me that it was from then, you just said, oh, this is Joe Biden right now, and you showed me an old cut, I would think, wow, he's having a really sharp day. Wow, he's really on today. This is the best I've seen him in years. That's how far and how rapidly he has declined. And another example that I would like to offer up here is that yesterday he was at an event, I think it was in the Rose Garden, with Dr. B, Dr. Jill, and they finished up the event and she told him, you go this way.
Nana!
Yeah, right after she said, Nana, she said,
just stay.
She said, you go this way. I don't know if they were going to get some breakfast tacos. I don't know what the plan was, but she gave him the direction. She said, you go this way. He turned his back, and I know, I'm trying to give you a play-by-play. This is why I couldn't be in sports. It's hard to do. It's hard to set the scene. But he turns his back, even after the direction from his wife to walk this way, turns his back towards the bushes behind him and just kind of floats, just wanders. That's the only way I could describe it. He wanders around. You know when people say, oh, you wandered around in circles? But it's kind of an expression. He literally wanders around in a circle and just goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And when I saw that cut, Jesse Kelly responded to it and said, it's embarrassing for the country, but it's Jill Biden who should be truly ashamed. The biggest elder abuser in the country. So needless to say, after seeing all of that, it was a doozy of a day for Joe Biden. And you're almost thinking, which I've thought a million times before, we can only go up from here. And then I wake up this morning and I go on Twitter, the worst place in the world. And what do I come across? Vice President, hold my beer, Kamala Harris. She decides it's maybe they subscribe to the Howie Carr, like every knock a boost situation where they think, oh, you're getting too much press. I need to make a headline. But they're in a competition for who can have the worst gaffe. And while I would still say Joe Biden wins this week because he's the champ, you know, he's a contender. He's hard to knock down. I would say, as far as the world is concerned, Kamala's might actually be worse.
It is painful to watch.
If you haven't seen this, the White House, and maybe their mindset was, we'll send Kamala out of the country. She can't do that much damage if she's far away. to which I would argue, fact check false. This woman can, she never ceases to amaze. Let's play Kamala's cut. Then we'll all react to it in this first hour. We also have a lot of other amazing things to get to. But let's play Vice President Kamala Harris when she was at the Korean Peninsula's demilitarized zone on Thursday. This is what she had to say.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. And it is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
Is anyone going to ask about that? And you know what? If anyone did, if any reporters out there, if any still exist, if you're out there and you thought maybe you'd ask Karine Jean-Pierre to clarify this, to which you know Karine Jean-Pierre would tell you, well, what she said was very clear. One thing we're sure of, it's very clear what she meant to say.
North Korea was top of mind.
It was top of mind. It was top of mind. It actually might play better in this scenario.
I don't see why this is a problem.
Yeah. That was the noise she made yesterday. But what I want to drill down here is, if you had a question for her, if you wanted to address this, KJP's not doing a press conference today. So there will be no opportunity to get to seek clarity over what Kamala Harris had to say. I know. You must be very disappointed. We'll all just have to put the pieces together for ourselves, Jared. All of us will have to put our heads together and try to figure out what the vice president meant. Because could it have been a mistake? Sure. But the fact checkers out there, they like to explain to us what she really meant to say. And so I'm looking forward to hearing that. One other thing, and I'll save this for when we come back, but there was an amazing, amazing comment from Rex Chapman. I'll let Jared explain who he is. This man deserves to be dunked on all day long today on Twitter.
He was quite a bit, actually, as it turns out, dunked on.
I don't think the ratio is as much as I would expect, though. For the level of stupid that the tweet was, I thought the responses should have been bigger than the likes.
I mean, literally dunked on in basketball
games.
That one
went right over my head. But very good. Very
sports
good.
Ball.
Sports go sports. 844-500-4242. Again, 2.5 million people are without power as Tropical Storm Ian drenches Florida. Thinking of all of our listeners in Florida, all of the people there, stay strong, stay safe. And we will be right back with more. 844-500-4242. I'd love to take your calls when I come back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. The show that doesn't take itself too seriously.
I have a joke for you.
Okay.
The government in this town is excellent and uses your tax dollars efficiently.
It's the Grace Curley Show.
Not a joke.
There have been reports that maybe there were hundreds of fatalities in Lee County. Any clarification on how?
So none of that is confirmed. I think what that is there were 911 calls for people saying, hey, the water is rising in my home. I'm going to go up in the attic, but I'm really worried. Of course, those folks are now going to be checked on. And so I think you'll have more clarity about that in the next day or so as they're able to go to those locations and determine whether people need services or are able to be rescued.
That was Governor Ron DeSantis talking about the report from a Lee County sheriff that there were hundreds of deaths in Hurricane Ian. Again, we do not know. We don't have a confirmed number. There are still people trapped in their homes. There are still water rescues underway. But I'm really hoping that that number is way, way, way off and that most people are going to be okay. There's a very good piece in PJ Media. I think Howie has it on his homework for the day. About how the left was hoping DeSantis would botch the hurricane response, but they didn't count on a few things. And if you go through this piece, and I'm not going to go through it for you on the air because it's, you know, it's pretty getting into the weeds, but it just breaks down all of the departments he had ready to go, all of the prep work that went into this planning for this disaster. And it's very impressive. And this man is not someone who I think skips out on any details. And if there's anyone who I think is equipped to handle this kind of natural disaster, it would be Ron DeSantis. 844-500-4242. So we were talking a little bit before the break about Biden's big gaffe yesterday. He had a few. That's what we're expecting nowadays is five or six a day at least. In fact, some of the things that used to make it onto the show that would be considered big gaffes don't even really rise to the level now. He has to almost outdo himself. So when he showed up yesterday to this event for health and nutrition and hunger, he did just that. It was a real, real bad performance from Joe when he asked where Jackie Walorski was, a congresswoman who died in a car accident in August. As I mentioned, Kamala Harris said, hold my beer, and she came out with a big whopper of her own. But as far as the internet goes, I would be remiss. I think I want to focus a little bit in this first hour on TDS because, and this, we've kind of broached this before, but we were told when Joe Biden came into office that TDS, you know, it was wearing people down, you know, and everyone was just sick of it. Everyone just wanted things to go back to normal. Everyone was tired. All the white wine book club women in the suburbs, they were tired of the mean tweets. They were tired of the vitriol. They were tired of the Stormy Daniels stuff. And then Biden comes in. And I have to say that the Trump derangement syndrome, as it is known, has only gotten worse. And aggressively so, Jared. Every cut I see now, and it can have nothing to do with Donald Trump. And I still think to myself, Trump derangement syndrome. Now, this first case does have to do with Trump. So Rex Chapman, give us like a quick 5-second description of this dude.
Rex Chapman was an NBA player in the 90s. He played for the Heat, the Suns, maybe the Hornets. There's another team I'm missing. But he was a CNN personality, I guess, for a hot second. And he's kind of like Keith Olbermann.
Yes, he's an angry, angry man. And when he yells at the camera, I'm sure he gets the same little foam spittle on the side of his mouth. And he was also the same guy who was tweeting about how Justice Clarence Thomas wouldn't survive in an NBA locker room for more than a few minutes or something horrible like that. Well, this is what he tweeted yesterday. There's a category, so he takes a video of Donald Trump where Donald Trump is fundraising, asking for, you know, money. I didn't even watch the full video, but this is what he says. He goes, there's a category 4 hurricane slamming Florida right now, and the former president is personally asking for money. People are losing everything, but forget that for a second. Imagine Obama, Clinton, Reagan, Carter, or either Bush doing this. The fact that he... so... he's really upset.
I love it when it's so unhinged, you can't even get through it without laughing.
He's just very upset that Trump would do this at such a time. There's only one problem with that. There's only one tiny problem with his outrage. His outrage! His tears of rage! Do you care to guess what the problem would be? Well, guess where Joe Biden was last night? The current president, last time I checked. Blue and On might know something I don't know, but I think Joe Biden is the current president. I wish I were wrong on that, but unfortunately, that's what the cards were dealing with. He was at a Democrat fundraiser. The actual current sitting president. But let's get mad at Donald Trump because he's not handling the hurricane in Florida presidentially.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
We'll be right back with your calls. 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
I have to do this, but I'm compelled to ask you to go one more time back to the question about Congresswoman Walorski.
I'm not sure why. Why? Why one more time?
Frankly, honestly, I think the memory of the Congresswoman in history requires some clarity here.
She says. That was Karine Jean-Pierre, White House press secretary. Did not do a great job explaining why Joe Biden was asking where a deceased woman was during his speech. And, you know, I have a text here from 781 that says the honeymoon, aka the cover up by the media, is ending. They're starting to question the obvious. And typically I would disagree with that. But There was a piece in NBC. NBC News wrote, Biden asked whether deceased Congresswoman is at White House event. And they wrote this up. And Stephen Miller, you know, screenshotted this and said, this is a warning shot, by the way. And I would agree. I think it's getting to a point where it's out of their control. You know, there's only so much spinning.
Oh, boy.
The media can be expected to do. They've done everything for this guy. They have lost all credibility. And, you know, I'm working on something right now about Don Lemon. And he's a perfect example of it at CNN. You are seeing a slight shift towards the center at CNN. And it's really hard for Don Lemon and for these other, you know, martyrs like Jim Acosta and people who just made their bones screaming at Donald Trump and crying on TV to pivot back to serious, semi, you know, serious news.
It's can't do it.
And I should point out here, because I'm not this naive. I am naive on some fronts, but not this naive. I know that liberals, I know that people in the media have always slanted left, but they used to just be a lot better at hiding it pre-Donald Trump. But now what's happened is Don Lemon and all these other hosts have been so indulged at these networks. You know, they'll look back on the Trump years as the glory days, when they were basically just putting on a soap opera every day and getting paid for it and getting book deals and becoming celebrities. And now that they're being asked to rein it in and show a little bit of discipline and show a little bit of, you know, nonpartisan opinion, they can't do it. It's too far gone for them. And so, yeah, I think there is a little pushback, but I don't think it's because they can't avoid the obvious. They can definitely avoid the obvious. It's because Joe Biden is no longer in their best interest. Joe Biden is not the guy who's going to win this. And I'd be curious.
That's the truth.
I'd be curious if people agree. It's 844-500-4242. And on this same line, before we get into Whoopi Goldberg's Trump deranged moment of the day, I usually have a rule on this show that we don't play anything from The View, but rules are meant to be broken. And Whoopi, we're going to break this one for you. But before we even get into that, there was a really, really interesting piece from the New York Times. I know, that's another thing you never thought you'd hear me say. But hey, it's a strange time we live in. And it was about the polls.
So, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on here.
And we've been talking about this a lot, whether the polls mean anything. How can you trust the polls? The polls have failed us so many times before. Beyond 2016, you really look at any sort of poll and they've been way off. But what this article did was it actually looked at Google searches. And I never even thought of that. I think it's really, really smart. The only time I hear about Google searches is like once a year when these magazine articles will say, who was the number one Googled celebrity? Usually like Kim Kardashian, Britney Spears. But I never thought to use that information toward an election. And what they found recently was for the first time since the big bump that liberals had when Roe versus Wade was overturned, for the first time in a long time since then, illegal immigration and I think inflation have been Googled more than abortion. And now you might hear that and go, well, whatever, who cares? I think that's actually more honest than the polling, because people aren't going on Google trying to trick a pollster. Or trying to say, oh, at some point the New York Times is gonna write. If the left knew that was going to be used against them, they'd have all sorts of bots in there typing in abortion, 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 trying to get the numbers up. So I think this is actually a pretty honest look at where people's minds are at. And it's not Roe versus Wade anymore. Or at least for a lot of people, it's not.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are saying that it wasn't a miscalculation, but it was a miscalculation by the Democrats to pin their hopes on that, because, and we've had callers say abortion, whatever your feelings on it, impacts a certain amount of voters. Inflation impacts all voters.
And also to that point, Jared, which I think you're right, the further out we get from Roe versus Wade, the more obvious it is going to become to some people, not the people who showed up outside the Supreme Court with big poster boards, the poster board crew, where everyone finds these poster boards and is able to gather together within seconds is beyond me, how everyone's able to get out of their jobs to run to these protests, whether it be Roe versus Wade, Free Britney, any of them. Bill Cosby's release, there's pro-Cosby, anti-Cosby people, poster boards ready to go on both sides of the street. But the further out we get, people who aren't that passionate, but who care about it, are realizing, okay, well, it actually wasn't Handmaid's Tale style. You know, there are places you can go. Worst case scenario, you could go to a different state. I'm not saying that that's going to make everybody happy. And if this is your issue and you say, well, Grace, that I don't think that's right, then fine. But it's not what they were building it up to be. The hyperbole did not help them, because if it had happened like a week before the election, the hyperbole would have helped them. But the longer out we get, the more it's like, oh, okay, so everything's kind of the same in most places.
And the reason that this is more worrisome for Democrats, I mean, this was their in case of emergency break glass voter ploy to get votes. And this is the crown. Roe versus Wade was the crown jewel of the Democrat policy. And the Supreme Court did, but they sort of gave that, you know, they sacrificed that to try to get these votes. And even that's not giving them the bump.
Well, speaking of that, did we ever find out the leaker who leaked out the SCOTUS opinion?
Are
we still working on that?
I think it was Justice Roberts who said sometime in the next few months we'll probably find out.
So the investigation continues?
Yes. The investigation continues. Sources and methods.
Just be careful. I was going to say, you're getting dangerously close there, Jared, to jeopardizing sources and methods. 844-500-4242. Let's go to the callers. Tony, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tony.
Hi, Grace. My observation is that Democrats are ultra, ultra focused on beating Trump and knocking down Trump. They did it once. They brought in this buffoon Biden, and all he had to do is keep his mouth shut to beat Trump. He didn't say anything at any debates, nothing, and he beat him. They know how to beat Trump. We need to figure out how to beat the Democrats.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point. They're definitely trying to run against Trump again, and it's a weaker sauce. You know, it's a weaker sauce this time around because he's not in office. As I pointed out before, unless I'm behind on something, Trump's not the president. But if you went on CNN, if you went on MSNBC, if you watch Morning Joe, if you watch Don Lemon, whether you're watching his primetime or his morning show, I don't know if he's made the switch yet, you would think Trump was still president. If you were on Rex Chapman's Twitter, which I'm sure Ron Klain was scrolling through the tweets last night, like, yeah, good job, Rex. You would think Trump was still president, but he's not. He's not. And so them running against Trump and running against MAGA Republicans, I think, is a bad idea. But that last caller is absolutely right. That is what they're doing. And just to show you Trump derangement, because I gave you the example of Rex Chapman, because I do think that that's just hysterical, that he's complaining that Trump is fundraising on a Twitter video. And how gross that is, and how, you know, he lacks compassion. He's an orange monster. And meanwhile, Joe Biden is at a fundraiser that very night, and nobody cares. And he's probably, you know, I'll leave it at that. I don't even want to guess what's going on at the fundraiser, the amount of gaffes that came out of that. But sometimes Trump derangement doesn't directly involve Trump, but you know that's where it stems from. So here's an example. Whoopi Goldberg is talking about the fact that Joe Biden asked where a deceased woman was at his event. And rather than say, yikes, that was a bad moment, just acknowledge it. And I have that ability, by the way. Not all the time, but if Trump makes a bad mistake, guess what? I have acknowledged it before. But this is Trump derangement. To acknowledge that Joe Biden made a horrific gaffe would in some twisted way be giving Trump and his supporters satisfaction. So instead, Whoopi Goldberg says this. Take a listen to Cut 11.
Yesterday, the White House addressed a gaffe from President Biden at a conference on hunger, nutrition, and health, where he asked for a representative who died in a car accident last month. You know, my gosh, come on. You can't go after him for, you know, not giving aid to Florida or not tackling the infrastructure. And he's giving aid to Ukraine. So you can't go after him for that, but you can go after him for forgetting that someone has passed. I mean, and she passed last month, not like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay? Because we dealt with that as well, where people said, you know, that person who died 100 years ago did a great job.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. So you can't go after Joe Biden for forgetting that a woman died a year ago. By the way, I mean, a month ago. And by the way, he made a statement about it. He wrote a statement, allegedly. You can't go after him for that. But you could go after Donald Trump for two scoops of ice cream, eating his steak with ketchup, feeding koi fish, walking down a ramp slowly when it was covered with rain, the way he drinks water. The list goes on and on. That's all reason to say our democracy is at stake. The walls are closing in because of the way Donald Trump walked down a ramp. We need to have a cognitive evaluation of this man because of the way he drinks water. But Joe Biden is talking about people who are no longer with us. And Whoopi Goldberg is trying to tell me that that's a bridge too far, that I shouldn't pick on him for that. I'm surprised she didn't bring up the stutter and somehow work that in.
Yes, it was a stutter. He meant to refer to somebody else.
It's bananas. And you see what I'm talking about, Jared, that the root of that is Trump's derangement.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I have to imagine, even 20 years ago, Whoopi Goldberg, even if it was a Democrat, would have been able to say, yikes, that was a tough moment. But even that is too much to ask. Acknowledging even an ounce of reality to them is somehow a win for Donald Trump. And that's why they've lost so much credibility. That is why the media and all these personalities have terrible ratings. Because when your entire agenda is based off doing the opposite of Donald Trump, and hating everything that Donald Trump likes or is about, then you're constantly bumping into yourself. It's ridiculous. You cannot make fun of Joe Biden. You cannot criticize him for asking where a deceased woman was at his event.
It's a fact.
But if he got ketchup on one of his steaks, I'm sure Whoopi will be the first one to say impeach. This deserves an investigation.
Well, yeah, sure. Joe Biden was asking for a deceased member of Congress. But remember when Donald Trump said Thailand instead of Thailand?
Yeah.
So watch it.
Remember when he told everyone to inject bleach into their lungs? That's the one I get all the time from people. I'm like, y'all got to move on. You're living in the past, man.
My favorite was we were at a family get together and somebody brought up, you know, well, Donald Trump said inject yourself or drink bleach. And my 13-year-old nephew said, I'm pretty sure he didn't actually say that.
Your 13-year-old nephew should become a fact checker.
Fact-checked it for them and showed the video.
He should have pulled more of a Snopes. Technically, natural gas bills will be $46 higher each month compared to last year. Jared, I know you don't want to reveal it on the air for good reason, because you don't want to get people upset.
Yes.
Or maybe make people feel bad for you.
Although, according to the texter yesterday, I may have gotten a deal.
Yes. You
compared to what they paid.
Had to get your oil filled up. And you told me off the air how much it cost.
Yes.
I
Four
can say
times
yikes.
What it cost in 2020.
Tough stuff.
Yeah.
And to heat your home, and it's going to be like this for a lot of people, especially here in New England. It's just the prices are insane. And they're saying a 24% increase. I personally think it's going to be a lot higher for people, but it's due partly to higher gas supply prices. And this is just one of the several reasons that we think you should get an Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 has a dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. But here's the best part, because we talk about saving you money and yeah, that sounds great. But what I really love about this product is it actually works, because anyone who knows me knows I'm always cold. If you see me at events, I'm always looking for a sweatshirt. But sometimes you'll get a space heater, you'll get something that's supposed to heat you up, and it just kind of dries you out, and you end up turning it on, turning it off. It gets too hot all at once. What I love about the Gen 40 is it really heats up the room in a very natural way, where it's not just blowing hot air at you.
Yeah, because it's got the two heat sources, convective and infrared.
Right.
And we actually, one of the VIPs who was here with Howie yesterday, I saw him in the conference room. He's like, hey, do you guys have one of those Gen 40 heaters? I kind of want to check it out. And we have one in the studio, so we got to see it. But it's great. I'm definitely going to use my Gen 40 heater this year to supplement with my oil heat because it's so expensive. It's the way to do it.
It is. And if you have a garage or something, or just an area that's really cold, but where you like to do work, you could do work in there in the winter if you have one of these devices. It's a really, really cool way to save money and stay warm. So go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in code GRACE50, save today and be prepared for the cold temps. You know they're coming, and they're going to come really quick. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACE50. Shipping is free. We'll be right back with more of your calls. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to, get this, $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, just go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace. Jared, I give you a lot of leeway today with a poll question, so I'm curious what you're going to throw at us. What is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
What is Kamala's worst geography gaffe thus far? Saying
I like it. I like the twist.
Saying North Korea instead of South Korea, confusing the NATO northern flank and eastern flank, or rarely, if ever, said northern triangle. After saying Northern Triangle a bunch of times.
I don't know if it's because it's the freshest. Sometimes you do tend to choose the one that's
top of
the newest.
Mind.
It's top of mind. It's top of mind. So I'm going number one.
Right now, 71% say yes, saying North Korea instead of South Korea.
We will be playing that throughout the course of the next 2 hours, but I'm going to play it one more time here. In case anyone's just tuning into the Grace Curley Show, we have a lot going on today. Let's play Kamala Harris and her big whoopsie daisy.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. And it is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
Yeah, I'm almost starting to think that it's a situation where they tell her, make sure you don't say this, and then it gets kind of caught in her brain, and then that's what comes out. If I didn't know better, I would think we were getting punked. I would think that Ashton Kutcher is going to show up in a Von Dutch hat, jump out of the bushes, and say these last 2 years have been a massive episode of punked.
I mean, there's two of them. There's two Koreas. You just got to pick the right one.
Too much to ask, sir.
This is not a multiple choice.
It really is amazing, though, that Biden almost walked away with this week being the number one gaffe maker in the White House. And then Kamala, she wants to be a competitor. You got to give her that. When we come back, I want to talk about the media's response to this hurricane. Never, ever do they let a crisis go to waste. And today is no exception. We've got Mika Brzezinski, Joy Reid, the best and the brightest, taking aim at Ron DeSantis and also blaming everything on climate change. Plus, we're going to talk a little bit about Hunter Biden's latest problem. Don't go anywhere. A lot more to get to today. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Oh, yeah.